Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CSE Talk. This is your host, Roy, and I'm the Community School Director at MS224 and MS343, located in District 7. So, in our last episode, we talked about the 21st Century Grant, and we took a deep dive into understanding the 21st Century budget breakdown and the programmatic requirements. Now, my goal for today is to provide you with 5 tips to navigate your first year as a Community School Director. So let's get to it. So before we talk about the strategies, we're going to take a journey into the trenches of my first year as a community school director in District 7. So picture this, guys. I was given the responsibility to run not one, but 2 schools in desperate need of support and guidance in the poorest congressional district in New York City. To top it off, on the first day at my job, my supervisor and I had a meeting, and during the meeting, he informed me that my predecessor had been fired, leaving behind a legacy of mistrust and skepticism within both school communities. As I embarked on this journey, I quickly realized that rebuilding trust and relationships would be my biggest challenge. So during my first month, I rolled up my sleeves and started observing and listening to both school communities. I poured my heart and soul into every interaction and listened intently to every concern. And this actually helped me understand the difficulties and the needs of both schools. So during the second month, I worked out my budget and started identifying the programs and initiatives I needed to implement and the resources I needed to bring in to help both schools succeed. During the third month, I started implementing programs, various initiatives, and networked with local community organizations to bring in much needed resources. Then I took the next 6 months to ensure that all my programs were running smoothly, resources were being distributed to all students and parents, and I tracked the impact of all programs. Toward the end of my first year, I met with my school leaders and showcased to them the impact of the programs and how these programs were crucial to their students' academic success. So folks, I gotta admit this. My first year was my toughest year. And now I'm in my 5th year as a community school director at MS224 and MS343. There were days when I felt like I was fighting an uphill battle, struggling to gain traction amidst the chaos and uncertainty. However, slowly but surely, the tide began to turn. Trust was rebuilt, relationships were strengthened, and a sense of unity began to take root within both school communities. And this is the survival story of my first year as a CSD. Now that you know how I survived my first year, let's dive into talking about the 5 tips you can apply to navigate your first year as a community school director. Tip number 1, build relationships. As a community school director, your success relies heavily on the relationships you build with the students, parents, teachers, and community members. Folks, take the time to get to know each stakeholder, listen to their concerns, and work collaboratively to address them. Building strong relationships will make your job easier and create a supportive network to help you succeed. Let me be frank about something. Every school is different. So while it may take a couple of months for your CSD to build relationships, others may take even a year. In my case, I was able to build relationships and trust with both schools within 4 to 5 months. These relationships are so vital to me because my success as a community school director depends on these relationships. Tip number 2, establish clear goals. Before diving into your role, take some time to establish clear and measurable goals for your school. Ask yourself this: what do I want to achieve in my first year as a CSD for my school? Take your time to figure out if it's improving academic performance, increasing parent engagement, or expanding community partnerships. Folks, I want you to understand this. Setting specific goals will help you guide your efforts and keep you focused on what matters the most. During my first year as a CSD, I met with both of my principals to go over the CP goals and identify the areas where I could best provide support. My meetings with my principal were very crucial because they helped me establish my goals, which were reducing chronic absenteeism, increasing ELA and math proficiency, organizing interactive and fun parent workshops, and bringing in resources for students and families. Tip number 3, prioritize self-care. The role of a community school director can be very demanding, both emotionally and mentally. It's important for you to prioritize self-care to avoid any burnout. Folks, I'll be very honest with you. This is one area where I really struggle the most. The job of a CSD can be very overwhelming. On top of that, you have to wear so many hats and put in extra hours of work for school events, site visits, and so many other things. I've learned the hard way that a tired and burnt out brain is an unproductive brain. So guys, please make sure to schedule regular breaks, set boundaries between work and personal life, find activities that help you relax and recharge. Taking care of yourself is essential to being effective in your role as a community school director. Tip number 4, seek support and resources. Guys, you don't have to navigate your first year alone. You're not in this journey by yourself. Seek out support and resources from your program manager, experienced community school directors, mentors, and professional organizations. Also, please take advantage of all trainings organized by the Office of Community Schools to continue growing and developing in your role. Folks, this is my 5th year as a community school director. I'm not an expert in this. I'm still learning. I'm still reaching out to my program manager. I'm still reaching out to all the other CSDs for help, right? So please don't be afraid to ask for help and support. Lastly, tip number 5, stay flexible and adaptable. Every day is different for a CSD, and things don't always go according to plan. Trust me, this happens to me a lot. Every day I come to my office with a solid plan of things that I need to get done. And then something happens or something comes up and there goes my plan. But it's okay. There will be days when you will be able to get most of your tasks done, and there will be days when you can't even get a single job done because things keep coming up. As a CSD, you should stay flexible and adaptable in the face of challenges, and be willing to adjust your approach as needed. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from them and keep moving forward. And there you go. Now you know all the tips that you need to know to navigate your first year as a community school director. I hope this episode was informative. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes at CSD Talk. Thank you so much for listening.